This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake Lebarge that I cremated Sam McGee. Now, Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell, though he'd often say in his homely way, "I'd sooner live in hell." On a Christmas day, we were mushing our way over the Dawson Trail, and you talk of your cold, but through the parka's fold it stabbed like a driven nail. If our eyes we'd close, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we couldn't see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. And that very night, as we lay packed tight in our robes beneath the snow, and the dogs were fed and the stars overhead were dancing heel and toe, he turned to me and, "Cap," says he, "I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request." Well, he seemed so low that I couldn't say no. Then he says with a sort of a moan, "It's the cursed cold, and it's got right hold till I'm chill clean through to the bone. Yet it ain't being dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that pains. So I want you to swear that, foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains." Well, a pal's last need is a thing to heed, so I swore I would not fail. And we started on at the break of dawn, but God, he looked ghastly pale. And he crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. With a corpse half hid that I couldn't get rid, I hurried horror-driven. There wasn't a breath in that land of death, and because of a promise given, it was lashed to the sleigh, and it seemed to say, "You may tax your brawn and brains, but you promised true, and it's up to you to cremate my last remains." Now, a promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern code. In the days to come, though my lips were numb, in my heart how I cursed that load. In the long, long night by the lone firelight, while the huskies round in a ring howled out their woes to the homeless snows, oh God, how I loathed that thing. And every day that quiet clay seemed to heavy and heavier grow, and on I went though the dogs were spent and the grub was getting low. And the trail was bad, and I felt half mad, but I swore I'd not give in. And I'd often sing to that hateful thing, and it hearkened with a grin. Till I came to the marge of Lake Lebarge, and a derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, but I saw in a thrice it was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought a bit, and I looked at my frozen chum. "Then here," said I with a sudden cry, "is my crematorium." Some planks I tore from the cabin floor and I lit the boiler fire. Some coal I found that was lying round and I heaped the fuel higher. Well, the flames just soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you never did see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal and I stuffed in Sam McGee. Then I made a hike, for I didn't like to hear him sizzle so. And the heavens scowled and the huskies howled and the wind began to blow. It was icy cold, but the hot sweat rolled down my cheeks, and I don't know why, and the greasy smoke in an inky cloak went streaking down the sky. I do not know how long in the snow I wrestled with grisly fear, but the stars came out, and they danced about before I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, "I'll just take a peek inside. I guess he's cooked, and it's time I looked." Then the door I opened wide. And there sat Sam, looking cool and calm in the heart of the furnace roar. And he wore a smile you could see a mile, and he said, "Please close that door. It's fine in here, but I greatly fear you'll let in the cold and storm. And since I left Plum Tree down in Tennessee, this is the first time I've been warm." There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men that toil for gold. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. The northern lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LeBarge that I cremated Sam McGee.
From the man in black, Johnny Cash, that is The Cremation of Sam McGee. This is an interesting song because it's a spoken word piece by Johnny, and it's a poem of the same name by Robert W. Service. Originally recorded in 1973, this remained unreleased until it appeared on his personal file album in 2006, which is an album of private recordings made by Cash between 73 and 82. We've got more music coming up on the show. Blue Moon Marquee, the Juno Award-winning blues group from the west coast of Canada, has a song on the show called Hoodoo Lady. We're going to play an artist on the show that we've never actually played before, Cliff Richard, an artist from the UK, and the song Devil Woman, in line with our Halloween vibe. And Cliff Richard is definitely, I always thought he was related to Keith, but it turns out he just wasn't. And the song was written by Terry Britton and Christine Sparkle and was recorded in 1975. Also on deck, the song Bad Luck from Zach Topp in his album Cold Beer and Country Music. Before transitioning into country music, Zach spent years as a bluegrass performer, and guess who's on this track? None other than bluegrass artist Billy Strings. And right now we're going to play a song from Eric Church from the album Chief. This is Creepin'. Saw Eric actually at the Robbie Robertson tribute. We played Robbie earlier on in the show, and he did The Shape I'm In. But here he is with a spooky tune for you right now on the jukebox.
Creepin', creepin'. creeping.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
She's just a devil woman.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You say you love me, girl, but you don't know. When I come and wanna take you out, then you don't wanna go, girl. So if you love me, don't say you like me. If you like me, don't say you love me, 'cause I can't wait till Halloween to find out if it's trick or treat.
Oh yeah, one of my favorite voices of all time, Mr. Otis Redding, with Trick or Treat, and I hope that everyone is safe out there. Halloween is a beautiful and scary time of year for parents and children alike, and I just want to make sure that safety comes first. My name's Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That's from the album Remember Me. It's a compilation disc of Otis Redding songs. Now, we've got something from Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, and you know this one well. It was originally recorded in 1962, released and hit the charts like a rocket ship. Here is one of the greatest Halloween songs of all time, The Monster Mash, on the Jukebox.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It
was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morty sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash. Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, "What you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, "I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Close my eyes.
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what happened with love potion number 10. Love potion number 9. Love potion number 9.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on. Thank you.
Music from Canadian indie darling Very Spooky from Mac DeMarco and his album Other Here Comes the Cowboy Demos, which relates to his fourth album, and it was released May 2019 on his own record label. He's an indie artist through and through. Mac's album debuted at number 10 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and marked his, well, I didn't mean mark, but making it his first U.S. top 10 album. And before that, The Clovers with another massive tune. It hit number one. It's from 1959, Love Potion number 9, The Clovers from DC. We've got a song now from a band who I adore, and this song is a little later than their record that hit in a crazy way, Kick, but In Excess. This is Devil Inside, and we do certainly miss Mr. Hutchinson's. Here they are on the jukebox.
was a woman with a look in her eye. She's dressed on leather with flesh on the mind. Words and weapons sharpen the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Watching. Watching. Watching.
Keeping up with them spooky vibes from 1983, Rockwell, the one-hit wonder, and what a song it was. Somebody's Watching Me. You just heard it here. Rockwell, I don't know if you knew this, but is the son of the Motown CEO, Berry Gordy. And that song was recorded by Rockwell in the Motown building and was also guested by Jermaine and Michael Jackson on backing vocals. Pretty cool, right? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host on The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning into the show in our Halloween edition. We got music from Adrian Sutherland coming up, Boogeyman from his album Precious Diamonds, which was nominated for a Juno Award for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year last year, and an artist who I absolutely adore. He does some work on the radio as well, and his name is Nick Sherman. He's from T-Bay, Thunder Bay. This is from his album Knives and Wild Rice. I think the last time I saw Nick was actually at a concert that we did in Thunder Bay, and he's a wonderful, wonderful singer-songwriter. Here he is on the show with Ghost Town.
Don't say what you don't need. If you have to leave, if you have to leave, you saw in me the monster that speaks, a soul that's weak in the mirror that's me. What you said outside your door, there's too many times, then there's no more. Say it with your eyes open. I'll leave a mountain between us then. All the miles, miles you've come. All the miles, miles. To my ghost town, to my ghost town. Mercy from the storm, walk this fire down this road, down this road. Ghost town.
Try. soul. They came and cut my tongue. I couldn't run away, my body paralyzed. They lied to take our soil. My
Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You are devil.
One of his number one hits, and there are so many of them, 30 to be exact, as far as I know, that is The Devil in Disguise. You are the devil in disguise. I've covered that song many times. It's hella fun to play. And that was Elvis Presley on the jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor, and I want to send a huge shout out and thank you to my team at JTJ for helping me put this show together each and every week, to our station partners for getting it out there, for you, the listeners, for listening. And if you have any requests, let us know. We are always up for that. Hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox, and of course, to our sponsors who keep this thing going for us. Now, we got one more tune. It's from DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This is A Nightmare on My Street. Happy Halloween, y'all, and stay safe out there. Remember, it's nice to be nice. Until next week, ciao bananas.
That it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, Buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street. In my room like an oven, my bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I wanted something cool to quench my thirst. I thought to myself, yo, this heat is the worst. But when I got downstairs, I noticed something was wrong. I was home all alone, but the TV was on. I thought nothing of it as I grabbed the remote. I pushed the power button, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said,
you are the living letter, and now you must die.
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz. Got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming, then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince. But Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim. You've got the body and I got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. Fred got mad and his head started steaming. But I thought, what the hell, I'm only dreaming. I said, please leave, Fred, so I can get some sleep. But give me a call, man, maybe we'll hang out next week. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, went through the covers with his claws. Tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that
Native Voice 1. the Native American Radio Network.